This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it, and I find myself staying up late to catch all the action. I can't be dragging the next morning. That's why I go for a 5-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games or when my favorite team is playing late. With over 15 flavors to choose from, like watermelon, tropical burst, blue raspberry, peach mango, and more, there's a flavor for everyone. On their website, you have the option to build your own 12-pack or 24-pack and have it delivered right to your door. And if you're out and about, you can always pick up a 5-hour energy shot at your local grocery or convenience store. They're everywhere. 5-hour energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before the next tip-off.
And now, two pigeons who can't believe how good humans have it with DirecTV.
These humans are hopping from streaming apps to live sports without batting a wing.
All from the DirecTV home screen.
With just one click, you could be watching a baseball game, a movie on Netflix,
or a critically acclaimed documentary.
You watch documentaries?
I love the ones that leave you with a question.
What?
Exactly.
DirecTV, a better way to watch whatever you want to watch. Visit DirecTV.com.
Internet-connected Gemini device, separate Netflix membership, and additional paid subscriptions required for third-party apps.
And I've already moved on. I've started watching tape. I'm immersed in college and pro scouting right now and talking about contracts and negotiations and different things. And that's one, I think, for me, that's one of the blessings of my job is it's very seasonal. And I'm in now one of my most favorite seasons, which is the off season, which is not, it's a misnomer because it's my busiest time of the year. But I love being a part of the solution, and that's what we'll be.
So that was Eric DaCosta talking at the end of year press conference about his, he loves the off season and moves to be made. And of course, they signed Chidobe Awuzie to a 1-year deal yesterday. So moves happen periodically throughout the offseason. One of the moves that we feel still could happen is a Mark Andrews trade, and that might be closer to draft day now because they did pick up the $4 million roster bonus. So who else on this roster could possibly be dealt as we sit here heading up to the draft, which is now a month away?
I came up with five names. I don't know that, you know, I would dub any of them exceedingly likely, but they're names that I think could come up in conversation as teams, not quite now, still a month away from the draft, but once we get within 10 days of the draft, there a lot of chatter picks up, and then obviously teams are talking all through draft weekend. We've talked about Linderbaum on this show. Mm-hmm. I don't think they'll trade him, no. But I don't think they should be averse to trading him because of some of what they face with how much that fifth-year option is going to be, with how they viewed centers as being largely interchangeable throughout decades of highly competitive football. And given the price points, they're going to have some young receivers who need to be fed financially for the first time in a long time. They've got young tight ends, at least one for sure, who needs to be fed. And the quarterback needs another deal, and Kyle Hamilton needs a deal from that same draft class. So I think it's worth monitoring. Along those lines, Owe, what if they end up drafting four front seven guys in their first six or seven picks?
That, to me, was the guy that jumped out to me more than anyone else, and I'm not necessarily willing to go there. Linderbaum, I'd say, is more in jeopardy next year when it would be on the fifth-year option, where this year he's not making any money. Owe is interesting because he's got the $13 million fifth-year option. And we've seen pass rushers, what they're getting, and I'm not saying that he's the caliber of Myles Garrett or any of those guys, but having the double-digit sack year carries value with teams. We haven't seen the Ravens invest in the deep end of pass rush for a long time now. I think we're all skeptical that they would pay Owe. Do you?
I don't think he's getting a second contract yet.
No, I don't think so either. So do you get ahead of that and deal him? But you don't really have a ton there at edge.
You don't, but I think I also continue to get... I was thinking about this in the shower today.
Nice.
Oh, yeah.
Shower thoughts.
That's your initial shower thinking. Like Perry Farrell. Mm. I think they're completely committed to manufacturing pass rush and putting heavy assets into the secondary.
Yes.
Financially and draft-wise. Like, I had a long talk with Bobby D, who knows this, D-tackles in this draft inside and out. I talked to somebody else who evaluates for another NFL team. I'm becoming convinced that they're going to wait even till the third, fourth, fifth round on some of these D tackles who they think will start for them right away. Like, I could see them taking a safety with the first pick. Yeah. I could see them taking a corner with the first pick. Like, I think they're going that way. And I think they, I mean, you're going to find guys who had more production in college than Owe in the second and third round of this draft. You just are.
Well, he didn't have much.
Exactly. Yeah.
He didn't have a sack his final
They took
year.
Him in the first round, yeah. And because of it, you got the fifth-year option thing coming up.
Yeah.
So, like, I could see him, and you know, I put Ajabo in the same bin.
Yeah, well.
Yeah, what you know, you're different. Him,
yeah, but
what,
no,
you're, it's like a 2026 pick?
Yeah, you can get a 2026 sixth-round pick. You might do that.
Maybe you get more if he actually plays. You make a trade where the more he plays, the more he does, the more you get.
Speaking of that whole thing, and we had the Daniel Jeremiah quote we mentioned a couple weeks ago, that 12 starter grades a year ago, 24 this year on the defensive line. I'm not saying they're going to trade this guy, but that's why I put Travis Jones in this conversation. Like,
well, I put Brody there.
Crossed my mind.
But Brody, yeah, but Travis Jones probably. You flip him for a four or something, and then you go get yourself the guy that you think could be a starter for you, as you said.
Or you trade him after the draft, whatever. I mean, again, they're going to be thinking a year ahead.
Mm.
And if you just use let's say they use all 11 of these picks.
Yeah, which they like to do.
And I'm sure they have contingencies where they do that built into different models. Then you want to start getting ahead of 2026. And they might not get as many comp picks next year because they didn't lose the kind of guys they lost a year ago. Owe, Ajabo, Linderbaum, Brody. You could go Brody / Travis Jones. And then I threw Jalen Armour Davis in there too. Like,
What do you get for him though?
But he's a guy that you could trade. Like the assignment was who were tradable guys. If you get a 2026 seventh round pick for him.
They traded Caillou Blue Kelly for
they
what?
They did.
They got something for
they
him.
They did.
Nobody remembers what the hell
they
it
traded
is. And nobody remembers where the hell Caillou Blue Kelly is now. But when they're always drafting corners, that kind of means you're always trading corners.
They also traded that Ohio State corner that they took in the draft a few years ago.
Immediately.
Yeah, they traded him right before. Yeah. What was Sean Wade. Yeah, thank
Sean
you, Ben.
Wade.
Yeah, Sean Wade.
Yeah.
They traded him right before the start of the season. So they are not adverse to doing those kind of things.
No, they're always kind of churning that position group. So I just think them trading some young corner, especially if they take one in the first round or second round and then take another depth one or sign a priority free agent.
Blue Kelly.
They really like – they traded him.
I know. I just – it reminded me we did like some six-pack of bold predictions and I had him like being like the starting slot corner or something. And he didn't
make Owe to me in terms of value and getting ahead of it and also cap and cash saved stuck.
I'm Jordan Robinson, host of the new podcast, The Women's Hoop Show. Each episode, I'll be joined by a rotating group of women's basketball experts to talk WNBA, college hoops, the new Unrivaled League, and the shifting landscape of the sport. The game is growing, and so are we. Listen to and follow The Women's Hoop Show and Odyssey Podcast, available now for free on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Out the most.
I got him number one.
Yeah.
You see that? You can read my chicken scratch?
I can somewhat make that up.
Yeah.
I see the O and the H.
Yeah. No. Yeah. I think at best, always playing his. This is the fifth year. When he tweeted out the peace sign a few weeks ago, that was around the combine. I think his agent had a conversation with the Ravens and he did not like what he heard, Jason.
They gave it a shot.
Yeah.
I didn't love it in real time. hasn't really worked out.
Well, I wouldn't say it was
He's been decent.
I mean, I wouldn't say it's a miss.
He's a good player. He's just not a transcendent player. Yeah. Double-digit sacks.
They got him. They didn't want to pay Judon.
Mm-mm.
He has not been as good as Judon
he's not been Judon.
But I'm just saying, we're going back to where Judon was when he left here.
Yeah.
Remember, we're talking about the difference between winning 12 games and going out in the first round or winning a Super Bowl. So I'm just saying, you had a guy who fit here who could get you in a good year, 12, 14 sacks, and did a lot of other stuff for you, and you let him walk for less on average than you could have paid to keep him on another franchise tag, and you lost a left tackle. And you got draft picks, and you used it on this guy.
Yes.
Who's not a pass rusher.
Yeah, he got 10 sacks.
He's not a pass rusher.
But he finds his way into some,
Jason. He was, what, 30th overall, though? Yeah. I mean, I wouldn't say it's a miss.
It earns you the fifth-year option.
I mean, I don't think... He's not getting... Dude, we don't want him here for a second contract. When you draft a kid in the first round, and it's a primary need... And you're saying the analytics tell you he's better than his production, even though he couldn't beat right tackles in the Big Ten. And we're here sitting here now saying, boy, I'd love to trade him before you have to pay him that money. I'm not going to... What do you want me to say?
We'll get back to that in a little bit.
And all we keep talking about is we still think if they want to win a Super Bowl, they need actual pass rushers, not guys who, within the context of a scheme, can run into three sacks in a weekend against a garbage tackle and end up with nine at the end of the year.
I also, and I don't want to get too far off the clock.
Nobody's worried about scheming up anything to stop Owe. Ever.
They also need to catch the football if they want to win a Super Bowl.
They'll create a turnover and some sacks in a playoff game.
Northern Exposure coming up next. And what about the rest of the division, and what are their needs as we are now full through free agency, and did these teams fill their needs? The Steelers, Browns, and Bengals we discuss next here on The Fan.